from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life, some days are good and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work, both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
I'm John Oran, and I have a new podcast called The Varsity. I will bring on the smartest people I know to break down the hottest topics in sports media. Available now on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
A fun question to ponder. We'll get to that. Florida State, rough weekend in Dublin. That was a hilarious way to start the year. The people are speaking. They want shirtless dirt walking bets.
Okay.
Also, shirtless dirt driving range. Dirt Sporanic is getting mentioned.
Dirt Sporanic.
You know, yes, our up tops, you know, we got big
Uptops. Unbutton that last button.
I'll show it off. Baby.
Give him a little tease right now. You're on a camera.
Bring gas.
Only dirts.
Don't tease me with a good time. You see what your boy Trey Lance did this weekend?
Yeah, I saw that. Five picks.
Talk about sitting a guy and waiting. Let's, you know,
but he's the next guy.
Give Jimmy Garoppolo a little bit of time here, and then Trey Lance will be ready. Remember, this was like legitimately a debate in Niner Media a year ago. Legitimately an argument. Should they start Trey Lance or should they start Brock Purdy? And are they giving Trey Lance a fair shot?
Well, I'd be honest with you if I wasn't saying I was probably in that before they traded him, because I'm like, what do? You traded up for number three? You got him? Like, you need to see it, but
you got to pivot at some point, and at least credit to them, a pivoting of, he threw 5 interceptions in a preseason game.
Yeah.
Against backups of the Chargers. He threw 5 interceptions.
He should be cut.
He had a Nathan Peterman plus one.
They played the Chargers again?
They did. Did they play the Chargers?
Oh, no, they played the Rams.
Yeah, Rams last time. They did a little double LA entendre, if you will.
Yeah, he is he's going to be out of the NFL in like 2 years.
He's cooked. How much do you think Dak Prescott's agent was laughing about this?
Pretty hard.
Yeah? You want to hold out? Yeah? You don't want to pay our guy? Okay, here
you
go.
It's so weird, man. Like, how you hit on these guys. Josh Allen's numbers in college to what he is now.
I know.
How do you make sense of it?
I know. We're going through it now with Anthony Richardson, because you were out on Friday, but we talked a little bit about that Friday because he had a rough showing Thursday night through a bad pick six. And that was the kind of comp there was Josh Allen and Anthony Richardson, because their completion percentages were so low in college that it's like, how could this translate? And you hear that a lot about Anthony Richardson. The pro argument is, well, Josh Allen completed like 47% of his passes at Wyoming. He was not good, but he has turned into one of the better quarterbacks in the NFL.
The other thing is, did you see that Richardson, they do these like inner squad scrimmage practices, and so they play the team in the practice that they're going to play in the preseason game, and so it's the Bengals.
They were talking a lot.
Evidently, the Bengals were just chirping at him the whole time. He can't throw. He can't read a defense. And if you're a Colts fan, you're just sitting there going, I'm not nervous at all.
Kirk Herbstreit's floating the idea on the broadcast that it's a Joe Flacco, Anthony Richardson quarterback controversy.
It's not, though. Like that that felt a little lazy of old Herbs. Like, no, they're going to see what they have with Richardson unless he gets hurt, and then you will see Joe Flacco.
Has Brandon Ayuk become the new Brett Favre, the story that just won't go away? Oh, now he's connected to Washington. They're evidently back in the mix.
Adam Peters.
What's that?
So Traeger's the one that threw this out there, and he's not really a big newsbreaker, but when he tweets something of note, it's
something to it.
He's hearing something, right?
Yeah.
Adam Peters is the GM of the Washington Commies. He worked for years. He came from San Francisco.
I think he was in San Francisco the last 7 years.
Yeah. Assistant GM to John Lynch, and so
quarterback wide receiver relationship is there. They played together in college.
Yes, they were teammates at ASU, and so like there was a thing there, and then it went away, and now it might be back in the fold. A second and a third is what Schrags threw out.
But the Niners still want it. They still want a wide receiver in return. I know,
and they should.
Ricky Pearsall is coming back. I think he's returning to practice today.
But he already hasn't stayed healthy. But he's just in camp. They have no Trent Williams. Like
they knew he had a shoulder injury coming out of college, and that is he has a shoulder injury.
Yeah.
Would Terry McLaurin in a second round pick? I mean, that does it for
Scary
me.
Scary Terry in a second would, I think, be just
get
fine.
It done.
Ayuk is better than Scary Terry, but that would be a good trade off. I don't. If you're Washington, why would you do that though?
I mean, yeah, I don't get that. Other than just maybe, I don't know what Terry McLaurin's contract situation is, and maybe they just wanted. They think Ayuk is the better fit there. But the ironic part about that is that they had Sam Howell at quarterback last year. Washington did.
Yeah.
Not. I mean, they were not a good offensive team. Terry McLaurin had 1,000 receiving yards last year. He's a 1,000-yard receiver and a bad offense with a bad quarterback.
Well, that's why I'm saying, like, why would they do this?
Yeah.
Because they got rid of Dotson already. He went to Philly.
He did. That was
Philly
a
was
random
desperate.
Trade last week for a third-round pick that made no sense.
This is just Ayuk's agent trying to spin. This is literally, what, the 10th different headline we've heard, and we're just reading agent tweets from Brandon Ayuk as headlines at this point. Basically, what, 3 weeks ago, we heard at the start that he was going to the Steelers.
That was a done deal.
Exactly. It was done. Now we're moving on. Oh, no, maybe LA team. No. Let's move on to somewhere else across the country. It's literally like a third of the league by the time this is going to be done.
Well,
it's ridiculous.
They should be a little nervous in San Francisco because there's still no Trent Williams.
Still no Trent Williams.
And so now you're sitting in a spot where it's like you may not have Ayuk, or if you do, it's going to be this relative last minute,
we've got to figure
NFL
it out today.
Next week on Thursday it starts.
They got to make their final cuts in the next like 48 hours, I want to say. Like, this is cut down week. They got to decide who's on the roster.
And these guys are veterans, so you could say, well, it's all right. They'll be back in the fold. Okay, all right. But you're a little rusty. Takes you a while. Like, the Niners, they need to figure out what's going on here. So I would just love to know if he ends up getting traded.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
I'm John Oran, and I have a new podcast called The Varsity. I will bring on the smartest people I know to break down the hottest topics in sports media. Available now on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
And I hope he does a podcast and reveals this. What is the difference of money here? Are we talking 4 or 5 mil or are we talking 1.5?
What are we down to at this point?
What's the number for San Francisco where they just... I just want to know what this gap is.
Yeah.
To have this be lingering and not just move on, send them to the place and get whatever, you get the best possible thing you can back. I'd like to know it because they got to pay Trent Williams.
You have to. That's a no-brainer. It's an unquestioned one. The Ayuk thing, I'm so tired of this story. Make it go away, man.
Well, we haven't talked about it on the show.
No,
at least,
we haven't done a couple of weeks.
I like Brandon Ayuk. I don't think he's worthy of that much conversation.
No, this is not Justin Jefferson or Devontae Adams or Tyreek Hill. Like, he's a good wide receiver. He's not to that level.
Well, and the Niners should be pretty excited if they can get Trent Williams back because their right guard, Puni, has just been lights out. One of the stars of the rookie class on the offensive line.
Yes, he has.
Our friend Baldy did a big video breakdown. I know Nemec was really high. He randomly mentioned him to me. I'm like, never heard of the guy. I'll start looking into him.
Right guard. All right.
And he was right. He hit it. So they've got encouraging things happening on their offensive line, but they have no left tackle right now.
No.
And they're missing their leading receiver from last year.
And I would argue offensive line is one of the biggest question marks about that team, to be honest with you.
It was going into the year.
We go into this thought because they've been so good for so long that their offensive line is dominant. That's really not the case. Trent Williams is dominant. The rest of the offensive line has not been very good the last couple of years. And so they've addressed right guard. You need Trent Williams back. Hopefully there's an answer on that at some point today, but the latest is that Washington might be making a play. I don't think anybody's surprised by this news, remembering how horrific it was, but just a reminder of a team that has kind of been circled as interesting year, and they're going to be out without one of their key players, at least for the start of it. Nick Chubb will begin the year in Cleveland on the physically unable to perform list. So for those who don't know, that's at least the first 4 games of the year until he can be brought off that list. So the hope is that he's back for week 5. Even that, I would think, would be aggressive. That is one of the grossest injuries that I can remember in a while. And it was in week 2 of last year, so we're almost at a calendar year from all the surgeries. I think it was multiple, at least 2 surgeries that he had to try and recover all that. But the Browns, who were hoping to get Deshaun Watson into the game this weekend, I don't believe he ended up playing. I was up in Seattle. It was kind of funny seeing all the fans line up for the game because the Mariner game ended and the Seahawks game started at 7, so it was very crowded down in that area around Safeco and Lumen Field or
who
whatever
did they
it's
play?
Called.
I missed the
season. It was the Browns. The Browns
oh,
were
the
there.
Brownies, gotcha.
So I don't know if Deshaun ended up playing. I don't think he did. They were hoping to get him snaps. He took zero snaps in the preseason. They're going to throw him out there a cold turkey in week one, and they don't have their star running back who, not surprised, but still a reminder of how horrific that was. And you just hope he can, at some point, get back to being the Nick Chubb of old because he has really carried that organization for like 3 years now.
They open their season, the Brownies do, against the Cowboys.
Ooh. What's the line in that game?
Amari versus his old team. It is Cleveland minus 2.5 according to ESPN.
Excuse me? Am I gambling the Cowboys in week one of the NFL season? Is that what you're telling me?
There's going to be so many Cowboy fans at that game.
Is that what you're telling? Do I have to gamble? I don't want to do that.
Yeah,
I have to even take the money line straight up.
But
I mean,
they also haven't paid their guys.
No, I know.
Who cares?
And their coach kind of sucks.
He does.
And their defense might be worse.
It might be.
They still got to show up to play, though.
Look, Sean Watson sucks.
He does, but Stefanski's good.
Is he?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Amari Cooper's good. He had a good year last year.
That's why they wanted to trade him in the offseason.
Well, for Ayuk, and I think they refused to. I think that's why you didn't get a trade, because Amari Cooper would be a nice little trade out for Brandon Ayuk.
His reaction to that was the best, too, of like, dude, hell yes. I was like, can we make this deal happen? Can I go play in San Francisco? I don't have to play with Deshaun the groper anymore. Get me out of here,
dude,
man.
Dude, what if Deshaun just has just the worst day? They're panicking.
I mean, I think they should already be past the panicking.
Yeah.
I would have already given up. Anything positive would be the pleasant surprise. I would be mentally done. By the way, Mike Tomlin is still not named a starter in Pittsburgh. So
it'll be Russell Wilson.
It likely
and
would
he
be Russell Wilson.
Somehow had a takeaway that Russell Wilson, who went 2 for 2 for 26 yards,
he's the guy.
Showed him all the right things.
I saw everything I need to see. Right there, those two throws.
Are you shaking in your boots of our Pittsburgh Steeler bet?
Not yet. Ugh. I'm not, because that organization makes no sense. I don't get it. They make no sense.
They're really well run, but
Mason Rudolph got them to the playoffs last year.
He's going to have a bad year as a coach.
Mason,
you have to have one.
Do you?
Yes.
Do you? Are you sure?
I believe.
I think Mike Tomlin sold his soul years ago to never have a losing record.
Be a hell of a thing if that guy sold it. He's got a big cross on his chest.
He does,
That'd be wow.
You really think he's going to do less with Russell Wilson and Justin Fields under center than Mitch Trubisky,
and
Mason
Rudolph,
and Kenny Pickett?
That's
Are
the
you
thing.
Kidding me?
That's the
yes,
thing.
Yes, I do.
That's ridiculous. I'll bet you $100
I'm already
right
on
now.
This. We're on this bet.
$100
Sign
right
Schultze
now.
Up, baby. Let's
wait,
go.
Wait, what's your bet?
Let's go, Schultze.
That they'll finish over 500.
No. My bet is playoffs. They're not making the playoffs.
I thought our bet was 500. They would be a 500 or worse team. I think that was our bet. I'm not guaranteeing a playoff
they
spot.
They smell like 8-9.
I'm just telling you, 500, they're going to be 8-8-1.
I would bet you a bill right now.
They're going to have a 6-6 tie.
It's going to be the Browns.
Russell Wilson can't get a first down. They miss some field goals late. There will be a 6-6 tie in there. They go 8-8-1.
9-8. I put it down. I bet you a bill right now.
I've already got another bag.
What is that? Oh, not confident in your Mike Tomlin take? Are you quaking in your boots already? You're already questioning your own logic, man.
It might be Marcus Greaves. I'll make a bet with him.
All right, there you go. Some final preseason thoughts of the NFL weekend. We are now a week from Thursday away from the start of the NFL season. It is almost here.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
I'm John Oran, and I have a new podcast called The Varsity. I will bring on the smartest people I know to break down the hottest topics in sports media. Available now on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.